Yeah, 5535. I need a supervisor or the police to come on the bus because that guy, he did it 4 times. Just pull the string, ring the bell, just for fun. And I asked him to leave the bus and he refused.
I copy. What I would do in this situation is I would go over the intercom and tell people that the bell cord is out of service, and if they need to stop, to verbally let you know. I can't imagine you have that many people on board. And then we can get them off at Clackamas Town Center when you get back.
Yeah, I got like 12 people on the bus right now. And that guy is he's a regular homeless guy. I know who he is. And he did it on purpose, just for fun.
I copy, yeah. There's definitely some people with mental issues out there. I would just try and do your best to ignore him and just tell people that they need to shout out when they have a stop they need. And we'll see if we can get a supervisor to meet up with you.
Okay, copy that. Thank you.
Thank you. Are you going to be okay to continue for right now?
Well, I was just so frustrated because it really pissed me off, you know, because he did it again and again. I tried to talk to him, you know, he just ignored me.
Hi, copy. Yeah, it's really frustrating when people are disrespectful like that. I totally understand that. Are you going to be okay to continue for a little bit?
Yes, I do my best. I'm going to tell my customers to just verbally to... If you want to stop, just let me know.
I copy, yeah, because once the bell's rung, they can't ring it again, so it'll just be blocked out.
Okay, thank you so much. I hope the supervisor will meet me at the customer's. Please.
I copy. I will do the best to get the supervisor at Clackamas Town Center for you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, and just let me know if anything escalates at 1712.